Milwaukee County has been working for years to overhaul a mental health system that many observers say has been falling short. A year ago, the county board was stripped of its oversight of that system. It's since been in the hands of a mental health board appointed by the governor.
Many of the mental health system's services have been contracted out to private providers during the last decade, and the latest proposal would be the final step in that process, the closure of the Milwaukee Mental Health Complex. It's a large complex that was built during a time when many of the country's mentally ill were institutionalized.
The Mental Health Board has put out a request for proposals to take over its acute and emergency services, some of the most serious and immediate psychiatric problems in the county, and this is similar to what many other, maybe even most other counties do around the country. Meg Kissinger joins us now with more on the topic. She's an investigative reporter who's been covering the challenges facing mental health care in Milwaukee since the mid-1980s. Meg, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So why are county officials looking to ultimately close Milwaukee's mental health complex?
Well, for a lot of reasons. Primarily because it's just kind of outmoded. Not too many places run, not too many counties run their own psychiatric hospitals anymore. And it's just become expensive and difficult. And following best practices, they're looking to, follow the lead of Dane County and outsource the emergency and acute care.
Right, a lot of the things that were done at this complex have already left the complex, as I understand it. Is that right?
That's right. By the end of this calendar year, they will have emptied the ward, the long-term care ward. At one time, that facility had over 800 patients, the whole spectrum from somebody walking through the emergency room door to long-term care. Some people live there 20 and 30 and 40 years. And so those long-term patients are finally being ushered out and put into group homes.
And you mentioned acute and emergency care, and that seems like it's the sticking point for this to be done. But first of all, who is walking through the door? Who's being brought to the door in this acute and emergency care situation?
Well, the patients, who you'd see really in any city. So people in a psychiatric crisis, and those are very often people brought in by police officers. So, somebody is having a psychotic break, and their family members or whomever will pick up the phone and call the police, and lacking another place to take them, will take them to the emergency room at the county psychiatric hospital. Or there's walk-ins. Somebody is feeling like they're spinning out of control, and they can volunteer to go there. And so those are the patients that they see. And as we've talked about in the past, and as our stories have chronicled, Milwaukee has the highest rate in the country of patients, returning, coming back time and again.
So I assume nobody wants to replace that system with nothing, nowhere for these patients to go. So what is in the works? What is the county hoping to replace that acute and emergency care with?
So they are now putting out a request for proposal. So they're testing the environment to see, is there a nonprofit agency, a for-profit, who is interested in delivering that care? So there are companies, both for-profit and not, that provide psychiatric services, and that's what they're aiming to see. Is somebody willing to step in and take over that function?
So what's the timeline on getting that figured out and getting those proposals and approving them?
That is to be determined, and we've yet to see the request for proposal. That is process that isn't public until the proposal is put out. So once that is out for the public consumption, then we'll see what the timeline is. But the county has been moving this in this direction for quite some time.
In theory, this is something that works because lots of other counties do it. What would the county do to make sure, if they get these proposals, get them approved, to make sure that there's quality care being provided, that the needs of these patients are being met?
Well, that's the sticky wicket, and that's where that is where all the attention will be focused, or a lot of the attention will be focused. You know, it raises this question, you know, is there a moral imperative for Milwaukee County to provide mental health services for its citizens? And, you know, previously that was, including now, that is being played out by the county's own hospital. So now they're shifting gears and transitioning to see, you know, again, if a private entity or some other entity will do that. And so it's incumbent, the county officials, the behavioral health division folks, say repeatedly they will put in quality assurance measures in place so there's a way to test, engage, and make sure that, you know, patients are being provided good care.
Talking to Meg Kissinger from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about changes to the way Milwaukee provides mental health care, especially for people in acute and emergency situations. So this complex closing, Meg, one side question that's come up is what happens to that complex? I saw one letter to the editor in your paper from a former resident there. He said, hey, can we convert this thing to apartments, some kind of subsidized housing for people with mental health challenges? What kind of ideas are out there for what happens after this goes away?
Well, that's an excellent idea, and that's an excellent question. You know, all that is up for grabs, and it's pretty valuable property. You know, it's the hospital itself, which opened in 1979, was, you know, believed at the time to be state of the art, but that was at a time when there were seven or eight times as many patients being treated. So it's just a fraction of it is currently being used. So I suppose there'll be a lot of interest in how that building and how those grounds will be used.
Looking back to the patients now, the Affordable Care Act has changed a lot in the way health care is provided and paid for in the United States. Does this play a factor in mental health issues in the Milwaukee County area?
Sure, it does. And, you know, I'm told time and again that this has been a good thing for people in need of psychiatric care, that the Affordable Health Care Act covers, especially with mental health parity, that more services are covered through public care. But the problem is finding providers who take Medicaid, Medicare. And so there is great demand, and there is the ability, if you can get the providers who will take that form of payment. So presumably there'll be more available to them.
And getting back to acute and emergency care, you mentioned earlier that sometimes patients are showing up in police custody or police bringing them to this complex. And, of course, we've heard about the shooting of Dontre Hamilton, a black man with mental health issues in Milwaukee. Right. What has changed since then? Is that part of the conversation about how acute and emergency psychiatric problems are dealt with?
The Dontre Hamilton case underscores in the most tragic way, you know, what can happen when everything lines up wrong. So here was this guy asleep in a park, and what has happened as a result of that case is the Hamilton family has insisted in its negotiations with the city that better training for police officers be made available. So Milwaukee has now promised and is in the process of training all of its police officers in 40 hours of crisis intervention training, so mental health training. So that's a great byproduct of that very tragic situation. You know, has that solved the other issues? Not at all. So, you know, there are still plenty of people who are walking around without proper care and being misunderstood by the public and by police officers.
When we've talked in the past, Meg, you've mentioned that there's an effort to move toward community-based programming, something that's more accessible, closer to home, doesn't involve a full-on commitment to someplace like the mental health complex. Are we seeing those things emerging?
Yeah, there is, you know, the community is more embracing of that. You know, where there's worry now, everything comes full circle. You know, where there's worry now is, will there be enough inpatient care made available? Because the reality is that people with severe persistent mental illness at one time or another are, you know, likely to be in need of inpatient care. And so we can't close all the psychiatric beds. So community-based treatment, which is really mandated by the federal government, there's a requirement to provide care in the least restrictive setting. And Milwaukee for a long time has ignored that. And they're now, you know, this is why you're seeing this movement finally to embracing more community care. But again, will there be enough places for people who are truly in crisis and in need of acute care?
Big picture, Meg, you've been covering these issues for a long time in Milwaukee. Do things seem to be headed in a good direction in that span of time?
I think, you know, we've certainly got people's interests, and I think I know that there are good-hearted people who are very resolved and committed to providing better care, who are talking to one another more, but we are a long way from solving these issues. There's still quite a lot of lack of collaboration and cooperation, and people kind of protecting their own agendas. And for my way of thinking, you know, not as much of a collaborative spirit as we need to have.
Before I let you go, Meg, is there a role model in the country where people are saying, if only we could be more like blank county or blank city that you'd point to?
Well, you know, I've mentioned Columbus, Ohio in the past. They have long been a leader in providing good housing. It was really in your own city, in Madison, Dane County, where that was the birthplace of assertive community treatment and, you know, the place where they realized that you cannot round up all the patients and take them to a building. You know, you need to have the hospital or the care go out into the community and meet people where they live. So that plan that was developed by Madison psychiatrists back in the 60s is still considered the gold standard.
Meg, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
We've been speaking to Meg Kissinger, investigative reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Her series, Chronic Crisis, has covered Milwaukee County's mental health system.